Padre Pio received many extraordinary gifts from God. In today's video, we delve into one of these remarkable gifts, the gift of tears. Stay tuned to find out more. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. We have all heard that Padre Pio had extraordinary gifts. For example, he had the gift of bilocation and could be in two places at once. He could read his penitents' hearts. He also possessed the fragrance of holiness, so his presence was accompanied by the scent of fresh flowers in the air. He performed many healing miracles, and he received the most miraculous gift, the marks of Jesus Christ's passion, namely the stigmata on his hands and feet. But have you ever heard about Padre Pio's gift of tears? So what exactly is the gift of tears, and what do they mean? Let me share the testimony of Father Damazzo from the time when he spent 2 months with Padre Pio in San Marco La Catola, when he was still a seminarian. He says, "One night, we were praying silently in the choir. I was next to him, on his right. I remember it as if it were happening now. Driven by devotion, with a share of curiosity, I silently put my finger on a large white handkerchief that Brother Pio had by his side, and I thought of the gift of tears. I removed my finger, which was completely wet, as the handkerchief was soaked with tears. From that moment on, something different arose in my soul. So many were the tears shed by Padre Pio that his handkerchief would become completely soaked. Just imagine the immense volume of tears required to saturate a cloth to such extent. However, it doesn't end there. Another testimony of the profound depth of Padre Pio's tears comes from Father Antonio de San Giovanni Rotondo, the seminarian's tutor. He vividly recalls how Padre Pio would shed tears to the point that they would gather and form a small pool on the floor, particularly during prayer and especially after receiving communion. When asked about the reason for these tears, Padre Pio always retreated into himself and remained silent. But when Father Antonio finally compelled him to speak, Padre Pio answered, "I weep," he said, "for my sins and those of mankind." Now let's delve deeper into the subject of the gift of tears, so we can better understand this phenomenon. The English term gift of tears comes from the Latin phrase gratia lacrimarium. It refers to a spiritual phenomenon in which an individual experiences the gift of shedding tears during prayer or moments of intense spiritual connection. These tears are not merely a result of physical or emotional factors, but are considered to be a manifestation of deep spiritual sentiments. It's a special grace, a gift from God, bestowed upon certain souls, and we can see its existence in both the Old and New Testaments of the Holy Bible. King David had this gift of tears while praying to our Lord. And in the New Testament, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ wept over Jerusalem. Another great example is Mary Magdalene, who wept at the feet of our Lord in repentance. These are just a few examples from the Holy Scriptures. We also have other sources referring to this gift. For example, St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross have written about the purifying effects of tears in the journey of the soul towards union with God. These moments are regarded as a gift from God and a sign of divine consolation. It's also worth mentioning that St. Anthony the Great, the father of monks, who died in the 4th century, also experienced the gift of tears. So as you can see, the gift of tears has been recognized and documented throughout Catholic history. is often associated with feelings of contrition, repentance, and a profound sense of God's presence and mercy. Padre Pio's life showed a strong presence of this gift, to the point where it's believed that his eyes were harmed by the large amount of tears he shed. I vividly remember a time when I was deeply blessed with the gift of tears while praying the rosary one morning. I wept out of repentance for my past sinful life. I have also noticed a greater tendency to shed tears during prayer or spiritual reading on days of fasting. Now, I would like to ask you, our viewers, have you ever experienced this profound gift? If you have, please share your testimony in the comment section below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.